Some good singing there this morning, wasn't it? It's always a pleasure to come here and listen to good old gospel bluegrass music. I listened to that when I was Amish, even though we didn't have radios. But when we hired people to take us somewhere, that's what we wanted to listen to, is bluegrass music. And that's actually what brought me to this church. Talking to Melvin. Melvin King is the one that told me about this church, and that's what got me interested in coming here, and I'm very thankful that and he told me about it, and we've been blessed ever since with the people that were here and family that was here that supported us and was with us and everything. I'm just going to give you a short version of my testimony, and if anyone has any questions about the Amish and stuff from where I come from, I'd be happy to answer them after the service or whatever. But I was born in 1982 in a Swiss Amish culture. My parents and grandparents were born and raised in Swiss culture also. My grandfather moved out of Adams County, Indiana, where there's a large Swiss settlement. It's about 1,000 family up there, and they're old order Amish Swiss people. I was an Amish single man of 30 years old who had everything an Amish man ever wanted that their culture allowed, that my people allowed. But often I was unhappy and depressed. I tried not to show it because I knew it would worry my parents. I was the oldest of 15. I was the oldest in my family of 13 children. I belonged to a small church group of about 15 families. We didn't have any fellowship with any other church in the nation. Think about that. I didn't have fellowship with any other church in the nation. And so I was in a box, and I was single, and what I wanted in life more than anything was a wife and children and just a normal family life is what I wanted. But there was no girls in our church or anyone that I could even marry or have or anything like that. But it was almost a sin in our culture to even think that I wanted a wife or a family or something like that, because we were taught, you know, let God do the work, let God do the work and such. And that's true, let God do the work. But it's also not right just to sit back and keep your children from seeking God's will. So we didn't have fellowship with any other church in the nation, so it made it hard for someone to try to find a date outside the community. I tried once in another church that didn't shun as strongly as we did. But my church wouldn't allow me to date that girl, so in order to keep my church together, I broke up with her. On May 17th, 2012, two of my sisters had a double wedding. Six of my siblings were now married, and I, the oldest, was still single. So after my sister's wedding, I would go and have dinner and hang out with some of my English friends. I watched TV with them on an activity that's forbidden in the Amish faith, but I did it anyways. My English friend told me about, and English is, and that's what we, how we define the difference between you people and the Amish. But when I was Amish, I would tell people, you know, English people say, wait a minute, I'm not English, I'm an American. Well, I don't hope to offend anyone here, but that's just the way we define the difference. My English friend told me about a show on TV called Amish Out of Order. Has anyone ever saw that show? Amish Out of Order. I had thought about leaving the Amish before, but was too scared and didn't know where to go for help. We were always told we should not talk to the former Amish because they were of the world and would lead us the wrong way. After watching the show, I contacted Mose Gingrich. He told me about a man in Ohio named Joe Keim who helps people leave the Amish life. I thought, how could this be possible? A former Amish man reaching out to others who wanted to leave. In other words, I thought this guy is of the devil, that he's actually helping split families apart. That is so bad. But I didn't realize that God is behind it all. My first thought was, what a bad person I am. However, I kept a number that Mose gave me, the one that had a TV show, for a couple days until I had enough guts to make the call. When I called Joe a few days later, I was so scared I was shaking on the phone when I was talking to him because we were not allowed to talk to anyone that left the Amish. Period. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I'll talk to him and then I'll confess in front of the congregation on my knees and say, I'm sorry, Lord, that I talked to some ungodly person. That's what would have been called for me to do in our religion. And that's what I backed on, but I just kept taking that another step forward. And there ain't nothing that pushed that issue but God. It was God behind it all. But every time I talked to Joe Keim, I sensed a calmness in him that told me something about him. We talked often, on and off for 4 months or so. Then one night in September, I called him. We made arrangements for someone to pick me up. On September the 22nd, 2012, at 9:30 in the evening, I walked away from owning two houses, a half ownership and construction company with my father. I went to Joe Keim to live for 2 days later. On September 24th, 2 days later, Joe led me to the Lord after explaining Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come to short the glory of God. Amen. That's when the light went on. And also my eyes opened up more so after he read Colossians 2:14, because I was in such bondage, I thought we had to have ordinances. We had to have ordinances. I was always leaning on ordinances that we grew up with. You can't do this, you can't do that. And so after you read Colossians 2:14, reading as it says here, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way and nailing it to the cross. Praise God. Praise God for missionaries that are out there, for all people that are lost. And so my biggest thing was when I left was I still wasn't married. And I talked to Joe about it for a long time, and that was the main reason I left, is because I wasn't married, and I wanted a family life. There was no one there for me to get married to. So there was this one time, back in my testimony here where I read earlier, where I dated this girl in Davis County. Just to share real quick, my story on that part was that there was this, in Davis County, Western Indiana, there was this girl out there that I dated, and I tried to date, and before I asked her, I went, and I was going to be the righteous person. I was going to do what I thought was right, and I was going to go to the preachers in our church, which there's a bishop and two preachers and a deacon in one church is how that works. And my dad was the bishop in the church. My father was a bishop in the church. So, and I was the oldest. So you can imagine how devastated they were when I left, because my father was my everything to me, my mother, my family. And I mean, that's who I loved. But I didn't find out true love till I found God's love, and that's unconditional love. Well, anyways, this girl in Davis County, I thought I'd go to my preachers in the church and ask them, you know, permission and all this and that. And they said, well, they couldn't just say no. They'd have to think about it a little bit. I said, well, maybe God is on my side. Well, during that time, about a week after that, a member from our church comes, and he was just a member in our church that had a family, and he was not related to anyone in Dad's family, in Dad's church there. So his children could marry someone within my family or my cousins. So he come there, and bless his heart, he was only doing what he thought was right. But at that time, then I was still lost, and he come to me and he said, I can't allow that to happen. I said, why so? He said, well, that's not God's will. I said, well, how do you know that? He said, well, you're going outside, and if I say yes to you and then it's allow you to get married to this girl, how am I going to say no to these other children? I said, well, I think that would be up to God. You'd leave them up to them and God, wouldn't you? Even though I was lost, and God gave me still that, God was working with me then. And so finally I just said, well, I'm going to listen to what the preachers say. And finally I broke up with her because I didn't want to split up the church, because I felt if I was part of the reason why the church was divided because of that, because there were so many divisions in my life. We used to fellowship with other Amish communities and churches, and it was always, and I would date girls there, then we'd have a division. the bishops would not agree, so their followers were split from us, and then we'd shun and excommunicate from them. We're not allowed to get. So a lot of couples that were courting each other had to break up because of their parents disagreed. So there's lots and lots of heartaches there. And that's what I went through, was a lot of heartaches. And you know what? I thank God for that. Because look at my life today. I am so happy for what God has done for me. And so we went through so many divisions. We come down to one church and all that. So finally, after I left, in the month of November 2012, about a month and a half later after I left, I talked to this girl from Missouri. And I thought, you know, this is just, she was living with a friend of mine out in Missouri that I knew, and then we talked for a little bit, off and on for a month. By the end of November, during the week of Thanksgiving, yes, I proposed to her over the phone without meeting her. But we sent pictures to each other over the phone, and I just didn't know if I'm gonna be able to do this or not, you know. And I should, you know, we were brought up to date each other at least for 6 months to a year, and if you didn't, then you got looked down upon and you almost got punished for it. Well, we met for the first time in 2012 on December the 5th. By the 29th of December the 5th, we were married. Now we have two beautiful daughters, and my wife's name is Polly, and I got a beautiful daughter named Rebecca Rose, and a 2-month-old baby son, Malachi. And my family, we've just been blessed ever since, and I just can't get over how great God is. And Tom, you may take over now. And